Did they just max protect? Was it lack of production? What went wrong?
Oh, lack of production. We just didn't get home. You know, we didn't have a great game up front. You know, ball came out quick. They did some things that kind of offset our pass rush, but that's no excuse. We know we expect our guys to get home.
Miscommunication with Corey and Stevie Brown on that first long touchdown?
Stevie Brown should have been over the top, half field coverage. And he saw number two block, and he bit on the run fake, and he's secondary force in that coverage, and he just let his coverage responsibility go.
So Corey did, you know, he played his assignment.
Yeah. You know, he played his assignment, but, you know, you would expect, you know, a veteran like that to say, okay, he's not there, you know, and, you know, did he realize he wasn't there and to keep running on the play?
So two mistakes on one play.
Two mistakes on one play.
Is it frustrating for you when the call that you've called, I guess, is not executed the way it should be and you can't get, you know, you give up a big play as a result?
Oh, it's very frustrating. You know, we worked hard at, you know, trying to set up certain things versus, you know, certain formations and that type thing, and to have success, and so it can be frustrating.
Are players just making, like, kind of crazy mistakes? Like the second touchdown, it looked like if Hosel just simply makes the tackle, it's 3 points, yeah. Instead of, and then on the, I get the seam to the tight end, I guess he got released. I mean, nobody even touched him all the way.
Yeah.
It looked like Amukamara was almost in position, but couldn't get over there fast enough. I mean, it's like if you do what you're supposed to do, it looks like there are plays that are defendable.
Yes, it's a game of inches, and it's a game of steps. And so, within those inches and steps, we didn't do what we should have been doing, and they capitalized on our mistakes. So you're exactly right with all your analogies there. And the thing that's frustrating for the players is they don't know why they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Antrell had said something like guys' heads weren't in the game for whatever reason. Did you feel like that with some of the defensive players?
No, you have to ask him. You have to get an explanation from them, because we had a great week of practice, I felt like. But obviously we have to do a better job of practicing. But I felt like we had a good week of preparation, so I didn't see that or feel that.
Were you happy with the way you guys improved against the run, or is that maybe not quite the same thing because Cincinnati was passing a lot against you guys?
I wasn't happy with any aspect of what happened yesterday. So, you know, that was not a performance that we should be happy about in any aspect. I expect us to play better, and I expect us to be better.
Hey, this is late in the year for self-evaluation during the bye. Did that put you at a disadvantage at all, do you think? You weren't able to really take a close look at what you were doing while other teams were able to sort of regroup and go forward?
Actually, I think it's a good time for me because, for me, I get a chance to look at us as a whole and concentrate on us as a whole and look at why some things broke down, and maybe is it terminology? Is it, you know, what is it? Me? Is it the players? Is it what's happening for us to break down like we're breaking down at times? So I think it's a good time for me to step back, you know, catch my breath, look at us as a whole, and find out how we can improve our defense and how we can get better.
Is this at all like last year, where you can sit down and say, well, we haven't done it as well as we'd like to, but I see if we do play, we can, you know, we can be a good defense?
You got to answer that again.
The question is, I mean, from what you've seen, can you be a good defense?
Oh, yeah. We definitely can be a good defense. All the makings are there. We're not consistent. We've shown at times we can be a good defense. We're not a consistent defense. That's what we're striving for, is to be a consistent defense. And I think that if we can obviously pull together, which we will, and be more consistent in what we do, then we can finish strong.
Once Kenny Phillips gets back, can you go back to some of that three safety stuff you used last year to incorporate him, Stevie, and Antrell on the field at the same time?
We'd like to think we can. You know, obviously we'd like to get Kenny back and have him practicing and see how we can incorporate that package into our – because that's in my plans. That was in my plans a couple of weeks ago. So I'm looking forward to when he can come back and when we could actually put that together.
Stevie has had, you know, a lot of takeaways in Kenny's absence. But, I mean, how much have you missed Kenny back there?
We miss Kenny more than what you realize. Kenny's really a good matchup on the tight ends that we've been trying to defend in the last couple of weeks. And so we miss him in more ways than one, not only in the post or in the half, but his athletic talent to cover a guy like a Jason Witten or, you know, a Gresham that we had to play yesterday or some of the tight ends that we faced. So, you know, it's a big loss when you have a talented player like that.